Chapter 5. Are we good? Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5. You know, one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, the Word of God says, faith without works is dead, being alone. James, the brother of Jesus, said, you show me your faith and I'll show you my works. And what God wants to talk about a little bit this morning is there's works of the Holy Spirit that's manifested in our life. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, all of a sudden we're operating in love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, and faith. In other words, those things are the manifestation of the Spirit in our life. We're not doing things just because somebody deserves them or they merited them. We're doing that because the love of God flows through our lives to other people. Amen? So as we're looking at the finished work of Calvary, and before we get into the next phase of the service, the Lord wants to speak to us a little bit because I don't know about you, but every time I think I've arrived somewhere, the Lord deals with me in some area in my life. Amen? How many know that my spirit's willing, but my flesh is weak? Amen? Everybody know that it's a battle between, that we're in a battle. Amen? But we're never alone. Not only is God with us, but he's given us brothers and sisters in Christ to walk with us. Not to judge us, not to condemn us, but to encourage us. How many needs to be encouraged in the Lord? Come on. How many are going through something in your life and you need just some encouragement, okay? That's what we're here for. We're here to build you up, not to tear anybody down. So the Word of God tells us in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 13. He says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not your liberty for an occasion of the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And here's where I want to focus our attention today. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, that ye cannot do the things that ye would. I've titled this message this morning, The Wonderful Works. And what I'm talking about is the wonderful works of God.
Amen.
Amen. And today I want to talk to you about the walk, the warfare, and the witness that brings us the windfall, and then we're going to end up with the washing. Hallelujah. Can we lift our word together and make a declaration together? I just love to see somebody agree on something.
Amen.
Amen. You know, so say with me, say, repeat with me, say,
I believe.
This is the written word of God.
God
wrote this word to me.
I am
what God's word says I am.
I can have
everything.
Amen.
God's word says I can have. Today, I can be everything God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in each heart, each life of everyone that's gathered here. Father, I know you will not leave anyone out. You'll meet each and every one of us right where we're at, and you'll love on us so much that you'll transform us into your image more and more as we follow you. So, Lord, I thank you. I pray that you speak through me. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when I was looking about this, he says, in our text this morning, he says, this I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And first I want to look at the walk. The walk. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7, the Apostle Paul said, we walk by faith, not by sight. Let me say something to you. If I saw it, I wouldn't need any faith for it. The apostle says, faith is the substance of the things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen? So what we're doing, God's word, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As God's word goes forth, faith will increase in the atmosphere, and signs and wonders will follow. I'm looking for some super duper things to happen in the baptism we'll take today. Hallelujah. Why? Because I brought my faith. Why? Because you brought your faith. Why? Because my faith and your faith are connecting together. Hallelujah. It's not about any one person, it's about us all. And every last one of us are valuable and every last one of us are important. So in this walk, God wants us to walk in love in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians 4, verse number 1. The Apostle Paul, write to the church at Ephesus, he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Let me stop here a minute. We had a leaders meeting last week, and you were supposed to write down what the Lord's called you to do, and you were supposed to send a message to your pastor. And if you haven't sent the message to your pastor yet, you need to send your message. Hello? Is everybody listening? Everybody listen? I don't want you, God, trying to get you to do something that God hasn't called you to do. You don't want the pastor to tell you what you're to do. You want God to tell you what to do, and I'll affirm what God has called you to do. Amen? Are you with me? There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. What I was saying wasn't a condemning word. It was a loving word. This message is in love. God wants you to understand how valuable you are and how valuable your part is. And when your part isn't in the play, something's missing in the body. Amen. And God wants to bring a Holy Ghost connection to do super duper things. So he says to us, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. So when I was looking at that, he took me to Ephesians 5. Verse number 1. The apostle says this. He says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Let me say something to you. With this love that God wants us to walk in, many times it's sacrificial love. Pastor, what do you mean, sacrificial love? It's loving people when they don't deserve to be loved. It's loving them because God says he is love. And his love is agape love. His love doesn't come with conditions. Amen. He loved me when I was a sinner, and he loves me now that I was a saint. Amen. He loved me so much as a sinner, through Christ I became a saint. Hallelujah. So he says to us in Ephesians 5, verse number 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, or aware, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Are we living in an evil time? Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto the Lord, to God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Apostle Paul says that we're walking in the Spirit so that we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then he said, for the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. In other words, he is saying to us, there's a battle. There's a battle going on. Amen? And if we don't recognize we're in a battle, we get defeated too often. Amen? So he reminds us in the warfare. And Romans chapter 7, verse number 22, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is of my members. Remember, your mind causes every action in your body. My hand will not touch anything unless my mind says to touch it. My body won't digest or eat anything unless my mind says to do it. Amen? Sometimes we're wrestling with this, but it's right here. Amen? This is the center of our battle. The apostle says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of death? Then he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He's saying this is a continued battle. Amen? Amen? How many of you know that we're in a real war? Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you. He wants to steal your families. He wants to steal your loved ones. Amen? But guess what? God's got them all in his hands. Amen? Them family members you've been praying for, them loved ones, God's got a plan for their life. Amen? He ain't going to change his plans concerning them. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, stand on the word of God. Stand on his promises. All the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Amen? God promised me my children. He's promised me my grandchildren. He's promised me my great-grandchildren. Hallelujah. I'm holding on to the promises of God, and I'm calling them back. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, I'm standing by the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. What's wrong? Thank you for being here. Hallelujah. Childlike faith. You know, the warfare. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The Apostle Paul, again, we're looking at this mind battle, this battlefield of the mind. He says, verse number three, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now we're getting to our mind. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself above the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So the Apostle Paul writing to his student, when I look at the Apostle writing to his student Timothy, it's letters because we're all students of the gospel. And 1 Timothy chapter 1, pray for me. I'm looking forward to the next part so much I got to hold on to this part. Hallelujah. I covet that. I covet your prayers. Hello? The Apostle Paul's writing to his student. And he's saying to his student, God's saying to all of us as students of the gospel, this charge I commit unto thee, verse 18, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith in a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Now what Hymenaeus and Alexander did, according to the 2 Timothy chapter 2, is they said the resurrection of the body of Christ had already taken place. And what they did is they overthrew the faith of some because they said, well, we missed it. What's the sense? Amen. And Christ hasn't returned yet. Amen. And when that trumpet sounds and the dead in Christ shall rise, there ain't going to be no confusion that he hadn't come. Now the world and the church that was left behind that did not make it in the trumpet, they're going to know what they missed. Amen. And God's going to say, God's saying to us, this is the time that we have to get right. This is the time that we're walking in love. We're warring a good warfare. Amen. It's a battlefield of our mind. Guess what? You will do whatever you determine in your mind to do. You can do whatever you determine in your mind to do. If you get it in your mind, I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. All of a sudden, those things I couldn't do before, now I can do because I'm doing it in His power and His might. I'm not doing it in my power. I never was strong enough. I never could do it on my own, but I've got a helper. I've got a friend. I've got an advocate that loves me and died for me and paid the ransom for me, and he will see me through. Hallelujah. 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 So we're walking in love. We're warring a good warfare. And then we're going to talk about the witness. The witness. Jesus said in John 16, verse number 13, he said, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, you know, the Bible says the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another. You know what contrary means? Working against, okay? Howbeit, though, when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen? So when I'm looking at that, the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, for as many, verse number 14. Are you with me? Are you with me? Huh? We'll get it. It's all good. It's all good. Let me say this to you. There is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Let me say this to you. I've been a word man for 20 years, going in my Bible several hours every day, okay? You may not be at that place. Don't let the adversary make you think that you're not as good as someone else because you may not be able to find a scripture in the Bible. God says this. He says to all of us, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, what God is saying, no matter where you are at your walk, amen, thank God for where you're at, amen, and be thankful that he's not leaving you there, but he's going to take you from glory to glory to glory, even by his Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So no matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, you're in a valuable part. When I was a baby, I ate baby food. I didn't realize that I was eating baby food probably then, but I ate baby food. But when I got older, I got some more food. I got stronger food. Amen. And what God says, listen to me, every time we gather in here, God gives meat, God gives mush, and God gives milk. God gives milk, then he gives us some mush. I don't know what mush is, but and then he gives us some meat. It fit the MMM. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. So no matter where you're at, eat the things that you can digest. If it's too meaty for you and it's trying to choke you, spit it out. Amen. And that way God says he meets each and every one of us. Isn't that pretty cool? Give God some praise. Amen. But the Word of God says in Romans 8:14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." In other words, God doesn't promise us a rose garden. Right. Amen? And even in a rose garden, there's some thorns.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And we're going to go through some things as children of God. Just because we became a child of God, that doesn't mean we're not going to go through things. But what God is saying to all of us today, we're never going to go through it alone.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Amen. That we have that helper. So in 1 John chapter 4, just to close this point up. Are you with me, church?
Amen.
The Lord reminds us in verse 6, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us." Wait a minute. Don't get mad at your brother because he isn't listening to what you're saying when you're trying to share Jesus. Because guess what? Before Jesus, you didn't listen to the other one either.
That's right.
Hello? In other words, God says, let's not forget where he found us.
That's right.
Amen? The Apostle Paul said, "I became all things that I might win some." Hallelujah. Amen? But he says to us, "Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." So in closing today, what is God saying to you and I today? Simply is saying that we're to walk in love, to recognize that there's a war, there's a warfare going on in our mind. Our mind is a battlefield, but we're a witness to others. Because we have the windfall. What is our windfall? That you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, if there's anyone here that does not know you, Father God, may this be the day of their salvation. May they, if they've drifted from you, may this be the day of their return. And when all is said and done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I thank you for every man, woman, and child that's here today.
You are the
Father God,
same
we're grateful, Father God, for washing up. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again?
From everlasting
oh, precious,
to everlasting.
Blood, that makes us white as snow. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Father God, we celebrate you. The washing of each generation.